Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Blog Talk Radio and coming to you at 7 o'clock evening. It gives me great privilege, brothers and sisters, to be able to come to you on a Saturday evening. I just left a wonderful affair with my beloved brother and mentor, Pasha Saladin. Pasha was a lieutenant and went on to become a captain. And he's from Paterson, New Jersey, and his beautiful wife, Sophia, was able to bring this all about. Or Sakina. I'm sorry, Sakina. However, she's a beautiful sister. And she invited me there. I couldn't miss it for nothing in the world because I grew up under him. When I was in Temple Number 25, when the going was tough, Pasha was in charge. And I took orders from Pasha. Pasha was a formal boxer, always was in shape, and came from the military. So he had military procedures. And when Temple Number 25B, I helped to establish with Imam Kareem. We loved the Imam Kareem. The Imam Kareem sounded like Minister James. We called him the Son of Thunder Number 2. Country boy from down south, but he was a school teacher, academically inclined, knew his language, but he spoke with a country way. And we loved that he could roar. I had the privilege of seeing him this evening. And Pasha, once again, was with Captain George, who had took over from John, Captain John, and Pasha migrated back to Paterson, and Minister Robert was the minister at the time. And he asked me to come to Paterson, and I did such a wonderful job, he made me a lieutenant. I didn't ask to be a lieutenant. If he wanted me to be a lieutenant, I was a lieutenant. So I drilled the fruit. Taught him martial art, taught him how to sell newspapers, told him how to do for himself, taught them how to do things that helped us to get the number for Paterson, Temple Number 76. You had to have at least 100 people there. And I was able to knock them doors and walk them streets and teach them brothers how to fish. Yes, I was a top fisherman on the East Coast, I believe. Nobody did what I was able to do. But Minister Robert didn't like the idea because I wore custom suits, pastel colors, gator shoes, suede shoes. And I wore dark glasses because the light bothered my eyes. And they had to allow me to wear them during the fruit because I had a prescription from the doctor. So they couldn't say no. So Minister Robert felt that was too foreboding and that I should not be a lieutenant. Captain Pasha said, okay, I'm going to make you undercover lieutenant. I think I was the first in the entire country. Everyone wanted to wear their ranks on their shoulders. I couldn't. I was private lieutenant. But what I was able to do, it was private between he and I, what I was able to do is still drill the fruit, still teach the fruit, how to go out and do for themselves and teach the fruit how to fish and teach the fruit how to sell Muhammad Speaks because I was on the crack team of selling Muhammad Speaks, 300 papers to sell each week. And we got the number. And then Yusuf, who was the paper captain, and I was on his squad for a long time, since the day I came in, 156 papers was the quota. And Tujan Ali changed the quota to 300. So I was selling 156, and I moved up to 300, as he requested us to do, all crack soldiers, and I was doing that. Well, in Elizabeth, here come Qasim, he was the minister, and Captain Joseph, who is Yusuf today, ended up becoming the captain of that temple in Elizabeth. But he didn't have a number. So he asked Imam Pasha, was it okay that he borrowed me to come to Elizabeth? And sure enough, a couple of months being in Elizabeth, I was able to bring in enough lost and founds to go on roll call and get their X, and they got their number. But that was in the first experience. In the second experience, we all venture out into the world, and Pasha became a great businessman and ran his temple. He became the imam under the leadership of Imam Waladin Muhammad. And he and I used to converse all the time about certain things. He had a love for me and I had a love for him. To my mind is when I was given a fare for Akil and his masjid on a fundraiser. And he called me and he asked, is this your affair? I said, no, I'm doing it for you, ma'am, Akil. He said, do you stamp approve it? I said, I created it. He said, then I'm with you. And the table was $1,000. Do you know that man paid that money? And he passed away just before a fair. It was a week before, I believe. On his dying bed, he made a contribution of $1,000. That's the kind of man he was. So his wife gave a very excellent affair. People came from all over. The pioneers who remember Pasha, he always had a beautiful personality. And she showed him going around the various different countries, which he did a wonderful job, and showed some of the pictures of him with his family and brothers. And it was very enlightening. But when he went to the Eid, he was the imam for that Eid. It was a nice crowd, more than what they draw today. And you should hear him speak. I was the highlight of the entire event. Him doing the kupa for the Eid. He said things that Imam's been saying prior to what's going on now. Things like, if you learn this Quran, you should be successful. Things like, if you learn this Quran, you should be honest. Things like, if you learn this Quran, you have to care for others. You cannot be a liar. He said some very strong words that Allah is with you. He's near, and you can't give up on Allah. All these many schools of thoughts and books have taken you away from the original book, the Holy Quran. And Muhammad the Prophet, prayers peace upon him, was successful because he became a part of the Holy Quran. He said things to shock whoever was there, and there was a few imams there, that there's no way we have nothing of any substance, and you say you believe, you say you're a Muslim, but your outcome, what you are manifesting to the people, stands for zero thing whatsoever. He said a lot of things, but I wanted to dwell on the things that meant a lot of sense. Allah, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, copy the perfect example. Act like the perfect example. Your character is everything. He said that. And you heard the brothers hollering, Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. You heard the brothers say, Alhamdulillah. Because he was touching their soul and moving their spirit to feel good to hear that. Because most imams do not talk like that. Isn't that amazing? You can't control this on your own. You can't be by yourself on your own. You must stand up for what's right. You must carry out your duties as an imam or as a Muslim. Your debt to Allah, you have to pay back. How is it that we are worried about people coming around saying what we cannot do and how we will not make it? Sending informers in our masjid, disturbing us, got us going opposite direction. We don't have no unity, no substance. How could this happen? Well, he decided to pull away from those who procrastinate and those who doesn't make any sense. Now, I'm here to tell you, prior to this evening and prior to Pasha passing away and making a contribution, I remember being with him, and we was at a shura meeting, and he raised his hand, and he said, this is a waste of time. Everything you're saying is rhetoric. There's no substance. I want my name removed from the board. It's a disgrace to be a part of the board. And my student, he pointed to the brother, will bring me anything that's good news. Anything else, I don't want to hear. So he got up, I got up. And I walked with him. And I said, is there a problem? He said, a major problem. They're not together. I refuse to waste my time with a group of men that's not thinking as one ummah. Oh, I respected that highly. Matter of fact, it motivated me to go outside of Imam Walid Muhammad's community, and I'm only using that as a metaphor because there's no such thing as separate communities. We only one ummah. That's what Allah wants us to be, one ummah for all mankind. So he's all man. May Allah be pleased with him and separate his faults from his goodness and grant him paradise. Beautiful plat proclamation that they read. And I was really in awe in listening to the words that they gave him, his accolades, and all the countries he traveled and what he has done in the way of business and taking care of his family and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then I got shocked and amazed when they said, and Pasha worked for one of the largest promoters and became the coordinator of his business. Well, if you was me sitting there, you say, oh, I'm going to be in the, because you know when the councilor or the mayor gives you a plaque or a key to the city or anything, that they have to go back in the history 100 years from now, and they can read it. So I'm going to be in Paterson, New Jersey, because Pasha was my coordinator. Murad Muhammad Incorporated paid him for service rendered. They said Don King. You can see some of the faces, and I believe that should not have been written in there. But there's three reasons that could have happened. One, that maybe they felt Don King was a big name. If you have a right to say my name or the President of the United States, Obama, you're going to say Obama. That makes you larger. And today, if you didn't want my name to get the credit, he would say, well, at least Donald Trump is the President of the United States. So why say Murad? Or did they do it because the person who wrote it felt Murad Muhammad might work for Don King? That's all you heard, Don King, Don King, Don King. Or last but not least, someone sabotaged and said, why give the credit to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Give it to Malcolm. Make everybody think that Malcolm was this man behind the Nation of Islam. Surely it wasn't Malcolm, but they named schools after Malcolm. Who taught Malcolm? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So these things happen. But Don gave the Muslims hell. Ali, Herbert Muhammad, and myself. Don King went to see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Because why? He thought he could trick Jabba, who was known as the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the brother of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. He controlled it, Muhammad Ali. And when he told Ali that he gave Muhammad $250,000 through Herbert, thought he was saying something. And Herbert said, well, let's see what Ali said. Ali said, Donald, you're a fool. He gets 33 1/3 of my millions, and then you give him more? Well, good for Herbert. Stupid for you. And that ended the relationship with Herbert and Don King. And he went on to create Top Rank with Bob Arum. The show Don Green is Green. But you can't change one character unless he changes it himself. So I didn't want to disturb my sister. I believe she was shocked too. But the moral of the story is they want to kill our history. They don't want our history to be told. I got the key to the city in Newark years ago. My beautiful Brother Reverend Grant made sure I got that. I thank him. I haven't got anything else out of Norfolk. What more do I need if I got the key to the city? I think that was large. But I didn't need to hire him and I didn't need to give anything. Today, if you don't pay for it, you don't get it. So they hide our history. They don't want us to know. I got a call Friday from Brother Detective Rashid. Knows my son very well. And told me he would be there for my son Rashid. He's a good kid. So maybe my son didn't know he was protected by Elder Brother. And he wanted me to take over his son. I don't know if I would take over anyone at this point, but to help our youth, I'll give him my undivided attention. He was so excited they called his sister that's doing who's who. And when she didn't know my history, when she found my history, she said, oh my God, there's no way we could honor outstanding achievement in Newark without honoring you this year. Well, I'm excited about that because it's at home. You can be honored all around the world. But if you're not honored at home, it stands for nothing, brothers and sisters. It don't mean anything. But it always means something at home. So that was alhamdulillah. But to give Don King my credit of me hiring my brother, my mentor. See, I tell the whole world that I'm not the number one promoter. The number one promoter was Don King. I was not the second promoter. The second promoter was Bob Arrow. I am the promoter. I'm the promoter that came into the business with honesty, integrity, moral decency, transparent, and taught them how to become millionaires. Never thought I was going to be successful. But my God, you take my name away from me in my own community. I had to bring it to their attention. Not there. I wouldn't have mentioned it there and stopped the party. But I gave it to a good brother, strong brother. I call him Sensei. And I'm quite sure he'll read that and take care of it. If so, alhamdulillah. And if he don't, alhamdulillah. I'm still the Lord of all the worlds. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Mirage Speaks. And we come to you every day of the week from 7 to 9. And we come on Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday is usually my day. Sunday, I'll be back at you 1 hour on Monday, 7 to 8. And I come back on Tuesday, which is 7 to 9. I kept that 2-hour show because I started off 4 years ago doing 2 hours on another network. Problem I see and I'm hearing, we don't understand to take time out of your busy schedule and talk to Radio Land is barakats. The more you give back, the more Allah rewards you. But you can go to some brothers and say, how you like to do a show? Oh, I got my own show. When Bill Cosby was on the air, if ABC said, Bill, stay where you are, but we want to buy your show for our network, well, he just grasped another 200-300 million homes. Why? Communication. 2, barakats. So what man got something to say would not want to do another show? Is because we're so far behind time, we don't believe we're going to catch up. So I was telling my assistant, Joan, that there's no way that you got something to say and someone wants you on their show and it don't cost you one nickel. What, are you so busy? I don't think so. But the communication had to come from behind the doors and go to the people. And if you don't do that, then you can't get the rewards for doing that what is good by another fellow American, more or less outside the world. So we, brothers and sisters, we enjoyed bringing you news, tried to make it good news. That's what Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, he was known to bring good news. We tried to give you that which God has given us, and that is to be enlightened of what's going on in the world today. Dear my beloved Muslims and believers and sympathizers and friends and families and members out there in radio land, thank you for tuning in. We thank Allah for our presence and the blessings that he gives to us. We thank him for our life and we thank him for our health. We pray that he always is with us and guiding us and granting us his mercy. I bear witness openly that there is only but one God whose proper name is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies his name. Praise be to Allah, the High Glorified, and the Creator of the heaven and the earth and everything between it. I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, a mercy to all humanity in Prophet Muhammad. We salute him, the salutation of that salute. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the Prophet and his descendants and his companions. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. And brothers and sisters, it gives me great privilege to say Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. I love saying those words. It's with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The merciful redeemer, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The mercy that Allah gives to us. We want to say to you, my brothers and sisters and friends, sympathizers, family members, and our enemies, As-salamu alaykum. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon all of us in our good deeds. Peace be unto you. Yes, including our enemy. They got an opportunity to change. We know they tune in with us. Putting more emphasis on simple common sense. It is simple common sense to know that a man named Don King has not done anything for us. But your beloved brother have done much. So common sense says he shouldn't get the credit if you want to replace him with another person who has been in this religion for years and has helped. I might not even said anything. But to give it to one that don't deserve it, And he has done a lot of things that he should be proud of. He can't take credit for taking my mentor and giving him a position in his company. He didn't do that when he took over Mike Tyson, who had took Shahada Payne. Yes, he did. But his company jumped up to $80 million a year, $80 million. But he should thank the brothers that gave him that. So common sense tells you that we miss out because we don't have a clue who is successful and who isn't successful. Muhammad the Prophet, he is not an angel. He's a mortal human being. He's obedient to God, like the angels. What do you mean, like the angels, Muhammad? Well, when the jinn was in heaven, he was an angel, but they was like an angel. You know, if your wife is doing all the right things, you say, how is your wife? Oh, she's an angel. But that angel who is like an angel can change. And Iblis did. He changed to be a devil. He had that right. But when he was acting like an angel, he came up and down heaven. So Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, was given the Holy Quran, Revelation. And he acted like an angel, meaning he was obedient to God like the angels are. So that means we have a right to do that, but we're not angels. So keep that in mind. But the Most High is saying in the Holy Quran, all you have believed bond to Allah. Do you respond to Allah when you read what you read? Because if you did, you'd be successful. Allah says that. The Most High says in the Holy Quran, all you have believed, respond to Allah. Have you believed? All that you of us that believe, you should respond to Allah's cause. And he asks us to be obedient. He asks us to be his servant. And he will reward us. And the messenger, he wants you to also respond to his messenger. All in one breath. Respond to Allah and the messenger. Why? Because if you respond to the man who's trying to teach you how to be obedient to God, Allah put the emphasis on that. You're trying to get to me and you go through my son. And the word gets to my son and I say, obey to my son what he's advocating, and I'll be pleased with you. So if you take a page out of the prophet's book and his obedience to Allah, Allah will be pleased with you. All you have believe. If you have believe, respond to Allah and the messenger. When you call, when you are called to that, which you give your life, my God, you now is willing to give your life. When you call that, you're willing to give your life. We understand that the call to prayer is the call to life. The religion is the call to life. That's our religion in Islam. It's the call to life. Every time the prayer is called, we say what? Hayya. Hayya. Salat. Hayya. The call to prayer is Hayya. Come to Salat. To Salat. To Salat. Hayya Salat. Come to prayer, but come where? Come to success. So you come into prayer, that's life. And if you come to life, now you're living to success. Hayya means life. Come and lively. Live like you are bright. It is now Hayat Salat Hayat Falat. Come to success. Be a life being clean, having clear knowledge. The religion invites you to success. Boy, oh boy, you come to Allah, the Islamic religion invites you to success. The Most High says in the Holy Quran, why is it you do not believe? This is God asking. Allah. To everybody, that's like a new God. No, that's all it means. God, Allah, the God. Why is it that you do not believe? This is a question that's asked by God. The messenger called you to believe in your Lord. Your Lord. Believe in your Lord. It didn't say believe in all of us. Your Lord. You. That's your Lord. Believe in your Lord. You owe a debt to your Lord, so you should believe in him. The question is asked, who is this Lord? Because people don't even know that Allah is the Lord. Who is this Lord? The question was asked. In the last revelation of the Holy Quran, what is the matter with you that you do not believe in your Lord? That's what the Quran said. What is the matter with you? God is asking the question. That you don't believe in your Lord. When the messenger calls you to believe in your Lord. The messenger called you to believe in your Lord. Your Lord, not something else, is the Lord. Common sense. Common sense, we understood it. Some of us do not understand it. We just walk past it. We don't use it. We can't comprehend it. And so when you see people that claims to conduct themselves as Muslims and there's no progress, brothers and sisters, then something is wrong. Something is definitely wrong. Common sense will tell you that. The world has came away from common sense. Yes. Isn't that amazing? But the majority of us understand that common sense is straight, right to the point. There's no cut on it. Common sense is straight. It's the Salat al-Mustaqim. It's straight. You don't have to deviate. you go straight. That is the point of common sense. But we don't have common sense. We don't understand that if you are preaching for years, whether you are a preacher or whether you're a rabbi, whether you are an imam, and you can't make progress, you can't evolve, something's wrong. You lose on your common sense. The prophet was asked by a person, tell me something that nobody else can tell me. Isn't that amazing? He asked the prophet, can you tell me something that nobody can tell me but you? That person wanted something special because he wouldn't ask the question, but he asked the prophet that question. And the prophet, who I mentor to, I have believed, he said, I have believed. I mentor, I have believed. And then he goes on to say, Samusa King, I just said, Sarata Mustakin. Sarata Mustakin. I have believed, and thereafter, I've been straight up. That was heavy. But simple common sense. The prophet is saying is the one that's on the straight path. The one that's on the straight path. Is the one that every time the prayer is called, he will come. Come to what? Come to life. Come to live. Come to what? Come to success. This is the Holy Quran. This is what Allah says in the Holy Quran about our prophet, but we have that was given to us, and we can't use our simple common sense to understand what this religion means. Ooh, Amitu, I have believed. Do you believe? But thereafter, Salata Mustaqim. The Salata Mustaqim, brothers and sisters, the straight path up to be upright. So it was simple, wasn't difficult. Just say you believe. And after that, say I'm on the straight path. And that's how we're supposed to conduct our life. So I thought it was a very excellent idea for a widow, spouse, to give a tribute to her husband, because who's going to give it to him? Nobody. So she did it herself. Now, it's amazing to me that a whole lot of things is given in the state of New Jersey. We find people that get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to teach our children, but they're not going nowhere. They're still on drugs. They're still gangbanging, still roaming the streets. They don't want nothing. They procrastinate. They gave up. So where's the money going? but they won't come and get someone and say, you teach them, all right? We'll pay you $150,000 a year. I don't want your money. Now, a whole lot of people that love me would say, are you crazy? I don't want the money that I can obtain on my own in this society, so I don't need that money. But I got a whole lot to say. I got a gift to motivate people. Why? Because I came from that walk of life. I didn't come up with a silver spoon in my mouth. Matter of fact, when I came up, we was eating cereal with a fork. It wasn't even a spoon. He said, well, why would you do that? So we can pass the milk. That's how we ate our cereal. That's a metaphor how broke we were. We didn't eat every day. On Sunday, it was Thanksgiving, every Sunday. So many people in the family, there was no leftovers. So that motivated me to want to do for my mother. That motivated me to want to do for my siblings. It motivated me to want to do for my friends and my neighbors. It motivated me to engage into God's creation. But I ain't trained by them. I ain't hung up on various different material substance. For instance, pictures. I've been with kings and queens. I've been with the best of the best. I walk in the room with the greatest of all times. And you got Cher there. You got Bill Cosby. You got some of the most outstanding people, Sammy Davis Jr. You got them all. I can't name them all. But I never asked one for a picture. I came to do a job for Muhammad Ali. And when I saw this brother with pictures in these foreign countries, I said, maybe I should have took pictures. But I've been in 200 foreign countries, 200. My name rings in 200 foreign countries. I didn't take pictures. I went to do what I had to do, and I didn't look up to nobody. Oh, I love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I never got a picture with him. I love Malcolm. I never got a picture with him. I love Minister James. I don't have a picture with him. Yes, Muhammad Ali, I stood so close to him, I had to get pictures of him. Sylvester Stallone, some of the biggest sensational females I was around. Now, can you imagine if I had the pictures of the people that I traveled with Ali? That didn't move me. But yet, you can go in the network and see me in living color. You can go in the newspaper and see me in living color. In Jersey City, yes, I'm the Jersey Journal. You're in North, yes, I'm in the Star Ledger. You're in Atlantic City, I'm in that paper. Tonawa, I'm in that paper. Patterson, I'm in that paper. I'm in every paper in the state of New Jersey, every paper in the state of New York, and in every paper of Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Illinois. I didn't do it. My cameras didn't shoot those pictures. They shot those pictures. And they put it in the library. Now you got to just go in there and check it out, and you'll see that, yes, he is. Wow, they put me into Who's Who and the Encyclopedia, and I pop up Muhammad Ali. I didn't do that. I didn't do any of that. Allah made me large. I didn't. I had to spend the money to make me large like I became around the world. Can you imagine a family member collecting that? Well, it won't be pictures, it's sound. All technology. Oh, at my press conference that I ruled at the various different fights and not counting where I've been honored around the world, there's nothing like coming home and giving back. So Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not take pictures neither. You can't find a picture on the Prophet. You can't even find a picture of his camel. But his likeness is all over the world. Who did it? Person that did it. What man did it? Wasn't no man. Who did it? Allah. So why is I'm begging a man? Oh, man, make me big. Make me big in the world. He's not going to do it because he's selfish. He's evil. He don't want you to be big. Because why? Once a nigga, always a nigga. You was my slave and you're going to be my slave. So I didn't go to them. I bowed down and sat your prayer and begged the one that create pictures through you. The one that create TV through you. See, you thought you created. No, Allah will you to create this new technology. So I'm all over the world. My rabbi, oh, do I love him, Rabbi Abraham. You would have thought I knew him all my life. We've been together for about 2 years. He's in Israel. I've never been to Israel. Never been to Israel. But everybody in Israel know you. I've never been to China. But I came in front of over 100 million people in China saw me for 55 minutes. My fight. And they said over 150, 100 and some odd million people watch my likeness and my outstanding achievement. That's Allah, brothers and sisters. I'm not bragging. I'm not giving myself accolades. I'm saying you can do it too. If we come together collectively for this community, what was in my prayer? Oh, Allah, bless me. Come large in my likeness so I can be able to cut through the rhetoric, the color of my skin, where's my degrees, what Ivy League school you went to, how much money you have in the bank. Oh, Allah, make my name large, Muhammad, so I can talk to the minds of those who are physical. My God, look what you accomplished. What do you want? I want to help my community. I want to help the downtrodden. I want to build schools and institutions of learning, recreation for our children. Yes, I want to be able to build an incubator where we can tap in the minds of these little young men and women that can create. I'm just telling you, brothers and sisters, when you go for the community more than yourself, Allah gives it to you. You go just for your self-gratification, or you'll get something. You'll get something. But when it's over, it's over. Don't give me no job, but give me anything that can help others. And if I can become successful in doing so, then alhamdulillah will be out of me. But you need your family. Your family, you need a spouse that's with you. When you down and everybody think it can't happen, yes, that's when you need your spouse. But then sometimes your spouse ain't there. Sometimes your mother's not there. Your father's not there. Your loved one's not there. But Allah say, I am near. I'm close to you in your jugular vein. All you got to do is call on him. Common sense. Simple common sense. I'll be back on the radio on Monday, and I'm going to speak some more on common sense. Common sense why we come to prayer. It's common sense why we bow in submission to Allah. It's common sense to give thank him for Muhammad the Prophet, the seal of the Prophet. Peace and blessing of Allah be upon the Prophet and his companions and descendants, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Yes, when you talk like that, you're able to allow people to go out and see it for themselves. You get the barakahs whether they like it or they don't. I want to thank you for listening. An hour is quick for me. I can do that with my eyes closed. But I enjoy giving back. Hopefully you gain something out of what I said. But if I said anything to you to allow you to feel that I'm insulting you or don't care about your welfare, well, I ask you for forgiveness because I don't want your car fare. I'd like to be a part of your welfare. Want for your brother that which you want for yourself. We're supposed to be a mirror of one another. And it comes with good character. You have to have good character and love those that would love you. I don't turn the other cheek. But if I said anything that wasn't correct, then I'm human. I do make mistakes. But you got the point. But if I said something that allowed you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, and come back to your al-fitra and be obedient to God and your consciousness, your taqwa, don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name. I greet you from all the prophets, from Adam to Noah to Joseph, to Moses, to Jesus, Abraham, to Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the prophet from the Arabic, not Arabic, clear God's language from the Holy Quran. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.